You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And it is my privilege to have with me in the studio this evening two gentlemen representing the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. Did I get that right? That sounded pretty good, right?
Sounds good. Right on.
All right. We have with us Tom Archer, who is a founding member and trombone player in the orchestra. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Welcome, Tom. And also we have Joseph Bentley, who is the president. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, Mike.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
And Joe is going to tell you everything there is to know about the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. This is a group that's, about 20 years old or so?
About that, 17.
17 years old. Tell us how it got started.
Well, the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra was founded in 1993 by Steve Toro and Anthony DeLuca. It was originally started as a small festival orchestra. It was comprised mainly of community members, and I think Tom would know maybe a little bit more about the founding situation of the orchestra than myself.
As a founding member, Tom, what's your recollection? Can you think back that far? By the way, we should explain to our audience at home that can't see that Joe was probably not around at that time as far as being in the band 17 years ago, because you just graduated college, correct?
Just this past year, got my degree in performance for double bass.
All right, great. Let's get to Tom and find out more about the orchestra.
Well, I think I can bring some of that back from my brain cells here. When we founded the orchestra, there was kind of a group of eclectic musicians from the Shriners Band and also a couple of the local area orchestras that came together and wanted to play pops music during this summer season.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Toro, who was the conductor of the Shrine Band at that time, decided he would perform as our conductor and take charge of the orchestra, and he served as the director since that time.
Great. All right. So the orchestra has a 17-year history, a couple ins and outs over the years, as Joe mentioned to me off air, but things going well now, and a nice young president in charge, and you have some corporate sponsors that are helping you out this year?
Yes, we do. We have a concert coming up on August 28th that is being sponsored by Citizens Bank.
Oh, that's great. And that's going to be at where on August 28th?
The Stadium Theater in Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
And we have one coming up just next week in Cranston, right? Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. It's August 22nd. It's at St. Paul's Church. It's 5 o'clock p.m. We've played at this church for the past three or four seasons now, I believe it is. It's always a blast. It gets a little bit warm in the church, but we have a great time. Steve Toro, he elicits a great response from the audience as well as the orchestra. We have a lot of fun. In a lot of the pieces, Steve has the orchestra even clapping along to the pieces and even standing up during certain pieces that we're going to hear later on in the program.
Excellent. All right. So that's next week,
yes,
August 22nd at St. Paul's Church in Cranston, and then in a couple weeks in Woonsocket at the Stadium Theater on August 28th. We'll give you more details about that, but let's get to the first piece of music, which is a good way to open the show, Star Spangled Banner. Right, Tom? Well, tell us about, we're going to listen to just a portion of the recording, right?
That's right. This is a piece that's been orchestrated specifically for a symphony orchestra. And one aspect that's rather unique about it is that one of our musicians, student musicians, who is performing on the bassoon with the orchestra, is actually also a very noted vocalist. At the current time, she is attending college and is a vocal major. And she is going to sing the Star Spangled for you.
All right, we'll pick up Allison singing the Star Spangled Banner just where the vocals start, and we'll be back with more of the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra.
Oh, say can you see?
All right, now we're all in that patriotic mood, listening to a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Let's just give a little information about if people are interested in listening to the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra or seeing them. How can they go about getting tickets?
Tickets for the August 22nd concert at St. Paul's Church, they're available at the door. The address of the church is 1 St. Paul's Place, and again, that's in Cranston, Rhode Island. Tickets are $7 a piece, with children under 16 free. We also have a concert coming up on the 28th, as we previously mentioned, up at Woonsocket in the Stadium Theater. You can order tickets at www.stadiumtheatre.com, or you can contact the orchestra at info@ospo.org, O-S-S-P-O.org.
All right, great. And Tom, let's go to you and talk about just a little bit about a Pops Orchestra. Now, is that, I'm presuming, and I've asked this question to other people, guys that aren't really sure about it, like Keith Lockhart one time, but let's hear your definition of Pops meaning popular.
Yes, I think the word is probably derived by the type of music that the orchestra performs, as opposed to more heavy pieces of classical music.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a variety in our library of light classical music as well as popular music.
And when you say in your library, is the orchestra playing 4 or 5 times a year, maybe, that kind of number? Or
yes, we give somewhere in the number of 4 to 5 performances during a season. And as I had mentioned before, we are a seasonal orchestra, so mm-hmm. we primarily, as our name says, we are a summer orchestra.
Okay, so Christmas music, for Christmas Pops, for example, is not not something in your repertoire.
Generally, we haven't performed Christmas music, it's requested.
Maybe we can get the Summer Pops Orchestra to do a seasonal Christmas thing at some point in time. All right, let's go to another piece of music, and tell us about this one, if you will. Tom?
This is a more lighter piece of classical music that was composed by Giacomo Rossini, and he's done a variety of, he was more known as an opera composer.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when he was composing, his pieces were considered popular music by the people.
All right.
Today, they're considered more of a very classical nature.
All right. And so we go to the overture of The Barber of Seville, right? We'll listen to just a portion of that. We're going to listen to the big finish. So here we go. Now we have a great piece of Americana music coming up. Joe, what is it?
We're going to be listening to Shenandoah. It's an orchestration for the full symphony orchestra of a traditional American tune that was written, I believe, sometime in the mid-1800s.
All right. This is one that I'm sure everybody knows and can kind of hum along with and enjoy yourself on this one. And then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra.
Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to music from the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. And with me is Tom Archer. He's a founding member and trombone player in the orchestra. And Joseph Bentley, who is the president and also plays the stand-up bass, as we like to call it.
That's right.
Not to be confused with a bass, electric guitar bass.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Although I do play that as well.
You do play that as well?
I do. I started off on bass guitar.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, tell us a little bit more about the orchestra, perhaps. What's the mission in life here of the orchestra?
Well, currently, one of the big things that the orchestra wants to do is bring classical music and pop music to a wider group of people. It seems that there may be a little bit of a predisposition among the audience or the people who don't listen to classical music that it's a rich man's music, or that it's music for people who, you know, who can afford it. But what we want to do is we want everybody to get a chance to hear these things. We want to expose people to light classical and pop music so that they get the chance to, if they want to, maybe go out and buy a serious, you know, symphonic CD like Brahms or something like that, and maybe experience something they're not used to. Then, you know, they'll have the bug in the ear from the concert. But if not, then they enjoyed a great night of music, and hopefully they'll come back again sometime. Another thing that we're also trying to do is reach out to the community through educational outreaches. We recently, in I believe it was May, we had a session at the French American School of Rhode Island, where Patricia Fox, our publicity manager, and a couple other members of the orchestra went to the school, and they played a couple strings pieces. They played a couple pieces for brass ensemble. And, you know, the children loved it. You know, they had such a great reaction to the instruments they don't normally see. Mm-hmm. The brass played, I believe it was the Star Wars theme. The strings played a couple of popular tunes on their particular instruments. And the kids just, you know, they went wild. You know, the school asked us back and everything. So we're looking for the upcoming year to go into more elementary schools and actually play for these young children so that they're also in their learning.
So the seed is planted, so to speak.
Exactly.
Right, right. And I can't think of a better opportunity to listen to this next piece of music, because this music that we're about to listen to was probably very instrumental in reaching out to the everyday American and taking a Broadway show, West Side Story, and bringing that music to everybody in the country and made a big hit. This is your version of this, and Tom, this is a rather long piece, right, this West Side Story medley?
Yes, it encompasses most of the main themes from the musical West Side Story, which was written by Leonard Bernstein. Mm-hmm. And it's a rather difficult piece of music for many orchestras to play, and we've worked on it quite a bit.
All right. We're going to listen to this now, and this comes from a recording that was made in 2008, and is this recording still available? It's called the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra, the Jubilee Year of St. Paul at St. Paul's Parish in Cranston. Is this available for purchase?
Right now, the recordings are available up on the website, though we don't have any more CDs. Luckily, we sold out of them, actually. So if you visit the website, you can find recordings there.
I have one in my hand. If anybody wants to give me $1,000 for it, I'll give it up. But other than that, well, I'm keeping it. So we'll listen now to West Side Story. As we mentioned, it's a little bit lengthy. So we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, talking with the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra, and we are sitting with Joe Bentley, who is the president, and Tom Archer, who is a founding member of the orchestra. Tom, we've talked about several things about the mission of the orchestra and so forth, and what kind of music can the people expect to hear if they attend the concert in Cranston or upcoming in Woonsocket?
Well, at our upcoming concerts, we'll be playing a good variety of music. One piece that most people enjoy, especially the younger people, some themes from the Star Wars.
That was a part of that was right off in the background. You could probably hear that was the original cast recording. Go ahead.
Yes, and also we'll be performing the Carmen Suite, which is a very light classical piece that it's very, again, very popular.
I don't have a Carmen Suite in my repertoire, so I'll have to just skip by that one. All right. Well, that sounds great. And music director and conductor, Steve Toro, has been with the orchestra since its beginning, as we mentioned at the top of the show.
Yes, Steve is the director of music and conductor since the founding of the orchestra back in 1993. Steve is currently the music director at Moses Brown School in Providence, Rhode Island. And also, he has been a conductor of a variety of groups, community groups, throughout Rhode Island. He comes from a rather well-known musical family in Rhode Island, the Toro family. There's a number of musicians within his family.
And now, Joe, we're going to go to a piece of music that, again, comes from what most people would think of as a movie. Tell us about this one.
This next upcoming selection is Pirates of the Caribbean. It's very popular among pop.
Now, I have to ask you, there's a little bit of an age difference between you and Tom and I. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
I call it Caribbean.
Okay, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. I just wanted to straighten that out.
But this piece is popular. We played this a number of seasons in a row. I believe it was three seasons in a row that we played this particular piece. It's very enjoyable, and I find that the movie itself has great scoring. So, I mean, among being just good setting up for the movie, I think it's great music in general. It's great to listen to in a concert setting as well as in the background of a movie.
We'll listen to a portion of this and then be back with more. Now, Tom, like most arts groups in the state that are very active, you are not a full-time professional orchestra, right, that makes a lot of thousands and thousands of dollars per member by doing this, right?
No, we are not. We are a nonprofit organization. Even though a number of our musicians are professional musicians, and we have semi-professional musicians, one aspect that's a little unique about our orchestra is that part of our mission is that we try to encourage music, and by doing that, we have a number of student musicians within the orchestra.
Oh, I see. Great.
Very talented student musicians, a lot of college players, and a few high school players.
Wow. All right. And that's... And you're a 501(c) organization, as we say. So if someone's attending the one of these concerts, which we're going to tell you the dates again in just a moment, but if they feel so inclined, they could make a donation to the betterment of this group, right?
That is correct.
That would be great. Yes. And Joe, why don't you tell us one more time where and when?
We have two concerts coming up. The first one will be this upcoming week, August 22nd at 5:30 p.m., St. Paul's Church in Cranston. The address is 1 St. Paul's Place. Again, admission is $7 at the door. Our next concert, our season finale concert, is at the Stadium Theater up in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. It is at 7 o'clock p.m. on August 28th. Admission for adults is $10, and at both concerts, children under 16 are free.
Great. Well, thank you very much for that. And thank you both for coming in today. It was great to learn more about the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra and to meet both of you. And maybe we can have you both back again for another season. That would be great. Thank you.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to one more piece of music. And since last week, we had a very unusual holiday in our state. I think we might be the only state left that celebrates Victory Day, but that does remind us of things like our armed forces, and what better way to go out on this show than with this particular tune. Tell us about it.
This tune, the Armed Forces Salute, is one of the favorites of the orchestra, because what our music director Steve does is he'll have the themes for the different branches of the military are played throughout the piece. And what Steve will do is he'll have the members of the orchestra, of the audience, stand if they're veterans, if they're members of the military, when they hear their particular theme. So even on the recording, you may even be able to hear people clapping along or even standing or hooting and hollering at some point during the recording. So it's a lot of fun for us. It's a lot of fun for the audience, and it's a great way to end our concert.
Excellent. Will you be doing that at either one of these upcoming concerts?
We will be, both of them.
Excellent. All right. Well, speaking of that, we also have the opportunity for those of you listening to attend this concert. We gave you the ticket information, but for a couple lucky people, you'll be able to win tickets simply by emailing me at wcri@classical959.com. We'll take all of the people that send me an email and say they like the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. We'll put all those names in a hat, and we'll plot a winner, and someone will be winning tickets, thanks to the organization. Right now, we'll go out listening to the Armed Forces Medley. See you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.